Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
What's up out there, world? Thank you for tuning in to Monsters Radio Live. And I know your ass can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, DJ E-Monster. I don't know. I'm going to have to think of something to say. I might just start calling myself the EJ. You dig? EJ. I don't know what it stands for. You dig? Entertainment jockey? I don't know. Entertainment jock? I don't know. I'm going to figure something out, because me by saying I'm a DJ, it kind of almost limits to what you think that I'm capable of doing. They call me E-Monster for a reason. I do everything. I even babysit on weekends and holidays. It is what it is. It's Comic Cafe. You know what it is. It's a place for you to get your therapy on. You've been working all week. You need a place where you can woo-sah, talk about a motherfucker. You dig? Not like behind their back because they can't defend themselves, but just to vent. You know what I'm saying? Just to vent. We all got to vent every now and then. Some people call it pillow talk. Some people call it other things. But you know how we do. You got to let it out, or else you'll be so tense. Somebody say something to you, and you'll, what the, cruddy kick they motherfucking ass. And they be like, damn, I just said, how you doing? You dig? So, all right, Karma Cafe, there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. You dig? So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. Up first, and the music tonight is all about the woosah. So, hey, when they get to cussing, cuss with them. It'll make you feel good. I'm just saying. Let's see, who should I start it out with tonight? Let's see, where are we going to go? Look, this is so bad. We're just going to start right here. Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe. Will you get your woo-saw on?
Get on your job and make it work. Get on your job and make it work. Get on your job and make it work. Get on your job. I'm going dumb, da da dum dum dum. Watch me beat it like a drum, drum, drum. She come fast like 911 once I bust her butt, but the buns. Baby boy just put the shit, it's Yankee logo on my fitted. She be killing, call up medic, tell her drop it, get it. Hook that tail up, bought that donkey, make it wet, that rubber ducky. Diamonds go bananas, said my chain be going monkey. Money down, honey down. Got a pussy popping fetish, got the bread, got the meat. Bring your mouth and give me lettuce. Stevie J gang on the dot. They be trippin', watch them not. Hating chicks, make me sick. Close your mouth and watch your twat. It's big paper over here. They be hating over there. Bring that ass, shake that ass. I'm on a molly, make it weird. Prezi, prezi with a lesbian. Getting sauce, ragu, spaghetti. Diamonds on the bezzy. Bring that dump truck, drop it heavy. Go girls, yep, girl. Looking like a bag of money. Money. It's in the mood, crew. See our body bag that donkey Prezi.
My shirt, take my money like a clerk in the sky, Captain Kirk. Bring me down, wipe me down, it's going down, baby. Twerk, get it, lift it, twist it, flip it all around. Make me proud, doing sound. 6:30, yo, shit down to the ground. We in the club, throwing grand. Shorty clap it like a fan. Baby moms don't understand. Get it now, light up loud. This your job, make it work. Clap it, slap it, let me rap it. Then insert, get this skirt. Ass off like Downey. Biggest cake in the county. Been searching for this bitch. Ask how much is that bounty. Zoo niggas, we up in here. Everywhere they love us there. You niggas are never there. Work, bitch, we can't prepare.
Shit, I'm over here just messing up on a karma test. Hey, I must got some bad karma in my life from last night. I'm going to tell y'all about what went down last night. I just called to listen to the battle last week, and I ended up being a judge. You ever been a judge at a battle session? I'm just saying. I'm going to talk about it. We're going to do it right after this track, 424-243-9649. Hit me up. It's Karma Cafe Urban Therapy. There are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved.
Johnny,
I
don't
know why.
Real nigga shit. Other night at your crib, it was like me, Black, 40, OB. We just sitting there talking about life, play some beats, but I forgot to tell you one thing. Niggas called me to set you up, want me to come and wet you up, cause you are out of town, nigga, like Biggie heard about the shit with Diddy, so I came through to vest you up, and I got a vest for 40, a vest for Hush, a vest for every nigga with an owl on his chest, and what, I got LA Unified, you better all committing suicide, teachers ain't testing us, see, I know how I feel to be platinum plus, niggas is jealous of you, so they try to wrap you up, tax you up, but it's OVO blood money, nigga, catch these bullets like you catch the bus. Dark fame is a motherfucker. Do a nigga four favors when you came through the fifth. How soon they forget? Run up on you at your granny house, see you nine like fifth. How a nigga supposed to love you niggas? Heart beating fast when I dap and when I hug you niggas. Dre told me not to trust you niggas. Your energy off, you finicky, I rush you niggas. Just walk around the crib like, why a nigga can't live? Get this money, fuck these bitches up. Think about the beef life. We can pass these motherfucking straps like a physical. This my city, nigga, everybody know it. Riding around town, just me and my 4 pound. Tucking my time for us, hoping I ain't gotta show it. LA niggas be the craziest. These niggas do some shady shit. Niggas will run up on your car, catch you off guard like the Lil Wayne and baby shit. 40, I'm fucked up.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me, 100.
LA, yes, craziest.
100.
LA.
All I ever ask is 100.
LA,
yeah.
LA niggas be the craziest.
100. All I ever ask is 100. Thank me later, thanks for nothing, thanks for bluffing. Thank you so, so much for wearing your true colors to every single fucking function. Had niggas tell me to my face how we were family and how they love me. Why they were skimming off the budget. Now when I see them, they're the ones that's acting funny. People been reaching out to me and I'm on some straight unresponsive shit. I would have so many friends if I didn't have money, respect, and accomplishments. I would have so many friends if I held back the truth and I just gave out compliments. I would have all of your fans if I didn't go popping, I stayed on some conscious shit. I would have so many more friends if I lost my success and my confidence. I'm in the club every time that they play the competition. If they even play the competition, then I seen the response they get. Yeah, nobody's even hearing it. On top of the pyramid, might go to Jamaica, disappear again. My circle got so smart that it's superior. Saying to myself, y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me, 100.
LA, yes, be the craziest.
100.
LA,
All I ever ask is one.
Alive, he would kill niggas. He was Lil Snoop, I was Meek Mill. Niggas know how it feel when you missing your nigga though. Can't think so you roll up that indigo. Stressing while driving down Figaro. Blowing kush clouds until his ghost is in my ghost. Damn. Make a real nigga wanna give us like the God, like here it go. Screaming frog name at the clouds, they don't hit me though. Guess they too busy with Tupac and Biggie though. You niggas don't feel me though, that was on Shug's watch. I take Shug's watch, you dissing Drizzy, that's cool, but don't come to my city though. Not even in H-Town. So underground that I gotta be a trail nigga. Strapped up from the waist down. That's word to Pimp C, Jake Pence is my real nigga. Shit was so simple when Henchman was out. He had a young nigga right there with Meech. So happy when Blue Da Vinci got out. We came up on these California streets. L.A. niggas be the craziest. These niggas do some shady shit. Niggas will run up on your car, catch you off guard like the Lil Wayne and Baby shit. Got a nigga confused, but why a nigga gotta choose? Don't even matter, dawg, cause I'ma always be a real nigga. Always be a real nigga. I never learned how to be nothing but a real nigga.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me, 100.
100.
Yeah.
100. Always keep it 100. Keep it 100. I'm just saying, if you're going to call in tonight, Vince, you better try to at least.
100.
You feel me? That's what it do. Comic Cafe Urban Therapy is about to start right now. So if you're going to hit me up, 424-243-9649. So we're going to talk about it. Listen, I ain't got much problems, but I'm going to tell you about some shit that I did last night. I'm just saying, ooh-wee. So, all right, let me go over here and open up the lines. Just check in with Jay Dirty right quick, Georgia. What's good, Jay Dirty?
What's in and what?
Shit, same old shit. You know what I mean? Same old shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, bro, let's go over here and open up the line. See what's up with Cali Girl. You know she don't know what the fuck we talking about, but we ain't really said shit yet. But she's confused anyway. So let's go ahead and say hi to her, you know, just so she feel like part of the
Job.
Team.
Yeah.
What's good, Cali? Cali Girl. you can't say your shit's on mute, Cali. Cause you got a skinny ass face. Your phone don't even touch your face when it's at your ear. Don't act like it is what it is. Kelly girl, jump in a minute. But hey, bro, I was surprised when I got over to the event last night. For those of you that tuned into the show, we told you where to go. Part of last week, all this week, was telling y'all about this freestyle battle that went on last night on High Standards Entertainment. They're right here on Blog Talk Radio, too. Wow, honestly, I didn't want to tell nobody, but that was the first battle I've ever been to, bro. No, I've been to one other battle, but I didn't like it. That's why I never went to another one.
You stayed for the whole show, all the battles, or you just stayed for that first one?
No, they made me a judge.
Yeah, I was tuned in last night for a little bit. I heard you judge the first one, and then my phone had died on me and shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I stayed all the way to the end. It got good, bro. It got really, really good. It was a drama show even outside of the lyrics. You dig? Why? One of the artists, I'm pretty sure he's going to call in. I ain't going to say nothing until he get here because I ain't trying to put his business out there. That's why I ain't saying his name. You dig?
I know who you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, but while he was flowing, the motherfucking police rolled up on him. You can hear him talking to the police. No, sir. I'm on a battle on the phone. You did? And you can hear the police talking to him. Well, we got a complaint because of doop, 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 doop. He's like, oh, damn. But the part that I loved about it was he didn't give up. After you so bad. you know, afterwards, after the police, I don't know if they were still standing there or what, but he went back into his flow. You did? And he talked about the little police, it was hot. I recommend anybody to go back and check it, if nothing else, just for that one little piece. You dig? It's in the third battle. Go check it out. Police come, you can hear them.
I'm going to have a damn talk with my boy, though. I got a damn, you know, the police be fucking with him too goddamn much. I'm going to have to damn have a little chat with him or something and find out what the hell he's doing to keep bringing him around, man. That's crazy. He's going to have to move a little carefully if you listen to it. Hey, man, move a little light, bro, because they out to get you, man. Hey, move light, boy. Hey, don't go out unless you absolutely need to, dog, because they fucking with you, bro. That's like the third incident I done heard in the police. Hey, move careful, man. They fucking with you, dog. Move careful.
Right. It's not like Cali, bro. Not down there. No, it's not like that. Yeah, especially when he said, you know, remember when he first talked about it, he was like, I just got into town. I ain't been in here 2 hours. And them motherfuckers had his ass already. Probably with them Cali police.
Especially in small towns.
I'm not saying he lives in a small town. But we'll just we'll say like where Jay Dirty lives. You know, the police watch motherfuckers. They hear you coming to town and you a thug. Oh, they finna come see you. They finna let you know.
Definitely.
We know you here, bro. You did?
Definitely.
So it's not like Cali. It's not like New York. You dig? Where you just come into town. You come into town. The police don't know you're there. No.
Yeah,
no,
you know what's funny,
though,
bro? We only got like one black police officer down here. The rest of them all white. We ain't even got no damn Spanish police officer. Nothing. We got one black police officer, dog. The rest of them all white. And all of them is some asshole racist motherfuckers. I've been pulled over by myself. I be riding with my goddamn partners or something, dog. And you know they see a white dude with some black folks, and they pull us, dog. And I get fucked with like that. It pisses me off so bad. They do me dirty, bro. Just 'cause I be riding with my partner, they pull me out the goddamn car and dump my cigarettes all out on the damn street and my license threw them on the goddamn floor. Like they do me like I get done the same damn way just for riding with my people like that. Fucked up. It's fucked up.
Right. Yeah, around here in the Twin Cities, if they see, like, you riding around with some homies in the hood, they're going to pull you over just because they think you might be down there buying drugs. That's the first thing they usually think when they see a white dude in the car with black dude. That's around here.
Yeah.
Oh, they must be buying dope.
Yeah, that's why I don't ride dirty. Bro. I'm smarter than that. They ain't gonna catch me slipping like that, bro. It's too much of a small town down here. You can get pulled over any damn time you leave the high. I'm not risking it, dog. I won't ride dirty. I don't let nobody get in my car riding dirty. That's why I don't have that many friends. Because if you can't respect my damn ride and put your shit in the crib till we get back, then you can't ride with me. I'm not going out like that. There ain't no way. There ain't too many motherfuckers around here that's man enough to man up and take their damn charge anyway. And being the motherfucker that I am, if we get pulled over and some fuckboy I'm riding with that I ain't know is a damn fuckboy has something in the goddamn car. Like, this happened to me before, dog. This fuck-ass boy riding with me, dog. And when the police goddamn pulled us over, bro, I told everybody before they got in the crib that, you know, they got something, leave it to the crib, we're going to be right back. So, you know, they went in there, put it down, you know, do everything was good. Then we got pulled over. And the police did us dirty, dog. They took everybody out the damn car, jacked our shorts up and shit, dumping all the shit out of pockets, bro. Went through my goddamn car, dumping shit out and made a fucking mess looking for shit, dog. They didn't find it. And then when they left, I seen the goddamn dude that was sitting behind me in the car, dog. That motherfucker was digging in that little pouch behind my goddamn seat. I was like, bro, what the fuck you doing? And I'm looking for my joint. So you looking for your what? He said, damn, my joint, dog. I hit it in this little thing right here. I said, bro, you hit that in my fucking seat? While I was driving that, you hit it in my seat. Man, you know, for a split second, dog, if it wasn't for his damn, you know, me being cool with his big cousin, man, I probably would have did something to him. But I was just so damn mad. Because I was thinking, goddamn, dog, you the one walking around here talking all that damn gangster shit. And you know, acting like you a goddamn dope boy. Then you get pulled over and hide the shit behind somebody else. See, that's pussy. You don't do that.
That's pussy
shit. And me being the type of man I would have took that damn charge just so all the rest of my partners ain't had to go down. And I don't like being put in a situation, dog. I hate fuckhead boys like that. Shit crazy.
Right. Especially over some dumb fuck shit. Like you said, he going to hide it. Hold on to that motherfucking joint. First of all, you ain't going to really go to jail for a motherfucking joint. If you know you're going to
you
they got to give you a ticket. They got for a joint? I mean,
nah, well, the thing it is down here, dog, they will get you for that, bro, because they just fucked up now. It's real dirty down here, bro. They'll find a goddamn excuse to haul your ass off the jail, dog, and make you sit there till you see a damn judge. They love that. They'll do it over a joint. They'll put you in a holding cell overnight. Like, they do shit like that, and it's just not cool to get pulled over down here because these police are just so fucked up. It's like, I don't want to do it.
Right, right.
Yeah, they bored.
Yeah, well, don't go off of what I say down in your area, but I would check your laws, bro, because they like here in Minnesota, right, how they catch people slipping. Excuse me, it's my water. How they catch people slipping is the police will catch you with a dime. You dig? If you don't know your motherfucking laws, you don't know. He can't take you to jail for no dime sack of weed. He can take you to jail for 5 sacks of weed because he can say you're distributing. You dig? But if you get caught with a dime sack of weed, you can get caught with a half an ounce of weed, bruh, and they're not supposed to take you to jail. As long as you're respectful, take your motherfucking ticket. It is just a ticket. It's just a ticket. $250 ticket, but it's just a ticket. You just can't have more than a zip on you. I believe it is. Don't quote me on that, Minnesota. It might be a half a zip and a quarter. I don't know.
Yeah, research the laws. I'm going to damn sure do some more digging into that, dog, because I know it's fucked up, bro. Do a little more digging into that and see how I understand. One thing you got to understand about my shit down here, the cops, they can basically do whatever the fuck they want to because the goddamn judges is racist and they all corrupted. Like, they can do whatever the fuck they want to down here. Like, we they little lab, they don't give a goddamn about no laws, dog. They can lock you the fuck up in this little small-ass county jail down here or whatever, and they can hold you there until they can do these things down here because they ain't so, it's too damn small down here. Like, bro, I'm more power than we got. I can't do shit about it. Really?
Right, and then who you gonna tell?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're gonna say. Who you gonna tell?
Straight up.
Real talk. Cali girl's back. What's up, Cali?
What's good? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm gonna be nice to you because you know I think you thought I was mad at you today.
Yeah, I just had to
a little conversation. Yeah, listen here, people. With the exception of a few of y'all, I did snap on somebody today. They probably listened. We already made up. My bad. You did? But listen, people, don't take what I say serious. For real. Don't take what I say serious or you will get pissed the fuck off every time you talk to me. I'm fucking around. I'm playing. It's all social network. What I do is promo. Technically, my life does not allow me to be on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You did? My shit's way too real, player. So I go on there for entertainment because I don't like television. I don't like television. It's full of bullshit and whack-ass shows.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real. Yeah. It's not like it was when I grew up. I don't like television. I'm just saying. But don't take what I say serious. No, I just be fucking around. Now, some of y'all are taking it a little too far. Like, two things I do not like. Don't ever come on my face or ever come at me, really, not knowing what type of mood I'm in, with sarcasm and trying to be a smart ass. And there's two motherfuckers in this world I hate, that and a jealous motherfucker. Two people I don't like. Because why? Because I'm way more wittier than the average person. So you're going to say something sarcastic to me, and guess what? Most sarcastic people can't take sarcasm back because most people they're not witty enough to fight back with you with sarcasm. Most people don't play that bullshit, and you practice at it. You dig? Sarcasm people, they practice all day long throwing sarcasm. They think sarcasm. You dig? I can't stand a sarcastic person. You come on my page talking sarcastic, I'm going to get your ass. You come on my page trying to be a smart ass, I'm going to get your ass. Why? Because I'm a grown-ass man. Unless I told you I was playing with you, don't play with me.
You still took
it. Don't call. Like, how it went bad today, shout out to my friend. Peace, love, hair grease. You know I love you. But don't call me stupid. I don't give a fuck if you're playing or not. Two things you can't do to me. One, number one, never play with me and tell me you're going to whoop my ass. Don't ever, ever, ever in your life. I don't give a fuck if you're playing. Even if you're playing, it will get serious in a heartbeat. Ask my homies, ask anybody that know me. Do not play that
OG
role.
OG shit. OG
hell,
shit.
Don't play that role. So, Caligirl, when I was talking to you, I was playing with you. You know, that's why I tagged like Carlos in it.
Right.
That
was funny as hell, though.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You just took it.
Yeah.
I do be kind of harsh sometimes, but no.
Okay.
I was just
that's why, and that's why I inboxed you privately and asked you that question. And
yeah,
so.
I respect that. Yeah, I respect it. But believe me, if I'm mad at you, you will fucking know.
Yeah.
You will
exactly.
You will know I'm not happy with you.
OG go direct with it. They don't do the down the middleman shit. They go direct with it.
Uh-huh. You did?
For real.
Once I had to check my boss. I sure did. We was painting, right? Yeah, we was painting, right? It was me, older white guy. Bridget has nothing to do with it, but you'll understand it when I get there. Me and an older white guy. I'm up top in this motherfucking corridor hallway, 110 degrees at the top of this. I'm already mad enough because he made me go up there. I was on another side of the building. Now you want me to come over here in this corridor and help you? And you want me to go to the hard part? I'm helping you. Okay, it is. You boss man. Cut my motherfucking check. I don't give a damn. You did? So I'm up there cutting. I'm like, woo. I mean, the water's jumping off me. Not sweat running down me. Water is jumping off of me. So I'm like, woo, it's hot up here, boy. And he goes, I hear you clucking, big chicken. I chuckled to head.
What?
Wait a minute. What the fuck he say? He said, I hear you clucking, big chicken. I said, I'm not from the same neighborhood as you. Can you please explain to me what that means? Because you just called me a complaining big bitch is what you just called me in my term. I hear you clucking, big chicken. Quack, 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 quack. Do I look like a big chicken up here hot in the motherfucker helping you? You might need to explain. And guess you know how I know he was on some funny shit, trying to be slick. He looked down and just walked off. All I yelled down the hallway was, thank you. Get it?
Right. He didn't get his ass up there calling somebody a damn chicken. He didn't get his motherfucking ass up there sweat, did he? Bitch ass.
Exactly. Trying to call me up there. Oh, stop complaining. That's probably what he was saying. I hear you complaining, you big bitch. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Man, a lot of these white bosses do that shit. I got one to do that same shit, bro. All the time.
Straight? Give us a scenario, bro. Give us a scenario. You still there, Dirty?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Well, you gonna explain?
You got a scenario?
Yeah, man. All right. Goddamn, me and my boss, man, dog, we had to go work somebody had some cows down here, the cows. We had to go work the motherfuckers and give them goddamn shots and all type of this bullshit. And we had to run through a goddamn head gate, bro. I damn got charged by a couple of them, had to jump over the damn gate and shit. And I'm too big to be doing that, goddamn it. And I was already, I'm talking about it was like last summer when that happened, dog. And it was like, you know how hot it was last summer, bro, down here, Lord Jesus. And I was just pouring goddamn sweat, dog. And my boss, man, he kept, you know, getting mad at me, bro, because he expected me to be in three goddamn places at one damn time. I had to run the goddamn cows down the chute. Then I had to run and catch them in the fucking head gate thing. Then they had to run back over there and give him all the shit he needed. And he expected me to do that shit like lightning fast. And I was like, dog.
Right.
Bro, I can't go on like that, boy. You're going to make me catch a fucking stroke out here running in this goddamn heat like that. But, I got one of them damn boss men, bro. Well, if he has to break a goddamn sweat, he get an attitude and get real whiny and pissy. That's the type of motherfucker that I work for, dog. It's the struggle out here. You know, I had to get a job. I had to find something somewhere. So that's all I could. So I took it. And I regret every damn day, but I love to check the good and all that. I work hard. You know, I done got me a raise and all that good shit, bro. I work real hard. I get bonuses. You know, I do my thing, but I don't like it. You know, but, I work for one of them motherfuckers. Like I said, all these goddamn these boss men that own these little companies and shit, dog, they all pussies. Every goddamn one of them, dog, they whiny bitch-ass pussies. And they will expect their goddamn employee to be a slave. Like, they legit want you to be that. Like, for real, they don't give a goddamn how hot you get. They don't give a goddamn, like, and if your damn leg snapped off, they want you to get out. They don't give a shit, man. Like, if you don't do it, man, I can't stand motherfuckers like that, dog. I hate them all. Dog, like, goddamn, I ain't no damn machine, motherfucker. You want something goddamn fast, how you a damn robot, bitch. I'm a human being. I ain't Dr. Octopus, bitch. I ain't got eight on. I can't do it, but you go. cut me a break
right.
on this
or
album,
hire,
buddy. That bitch don't give a
or,
shit.
Or hire me an assistant or a team worker or a co-worker, hire me something. But don't just have me
but
trying
see,
to do
a
all
lot,
this
yeah,
shit.
Because a lot of these damn company owners, they too goddamn cheap.
Hell yeah.
Good job. That was.
You're breaking up just a little bit.
I said these boss men will hire one motherfucker to do three people's jobs. that's the position
sure
I mean
would.
At work.
Show the hell.
For real.
Man,
they cheat.
Matter of fact, the last job I had, now this is hard. I'm not a quitter at anything. I won't let nobody break me, but they motherfucking broke me that day, and I fucking quit. Bro, I was making $20 an hour. You dig? You're hella overtime. Ooh, I was making over 5 racks a month, bro.
Damn.
The legal way. That's what motherfuckers do. How come you don't give up on pain? Fuck you, nigga. I mean, fuck you, player. See, I got to fix myself. I got to put some money in the jar. Fuck you, player. There's some good-ass money over here. You did? And I'll be getting buff working out while working at the same time?
Shit.
But, yeah. Man, we doing a big-ass house outside. He's supposed to be there. There should be at least 4 to 6 guys there. It's the boss man, his little bullshit friend, and me. And his bullshit friend is milking him. He don't know it. I'm the only one really working hard. You dig? But he listens to his friend. His friend is sending pictures. Like, say, like, I'm on break. Or I stop to put down the brush to walk somewhere, and he'll take a picture like I ain't working. You dig?
Motherfucker.
The boss man is sending me the picture going, what's this? Then I look at dude, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, bro, you from the suburbs. In the hood, we don't play like that, bro. Fucking trying to fucking ruin my reputation and make me lose my job? Okay, that's what it do. Kept going on. It just kept going on. It got to the point where they was telling nigga jokes.
No
oh,
shit.
Oh, my God. No shit.
No, you fucking lying. No shit.
No, I'm not. No, let me see. What was it? What was the damn thing? What was the joke he said? I can't remember. They
I don't even think
you
should say that shit, though.
I just said, wow. Well, that's all I could say was, wow.
Damn.
But I was like, I'm making good money. I'm not going to let them break me. But the next day I came around the corner and they was huddled up, them two together, just dogging me out. They didn't think I could hear them as I was coming down the way. And I'm the one who's staying late to 8, 9 o'clock like a... Don't get me wrong, but this is a good thing to say. Because don't get it twisted. Fuck Donald Trump. Them Mexicans work hard in the motherfucker. It
For
is
real.
What it is. I'm walking like a Mexican working. It is because the sun goes down, so I can't see no more. And you're going to dog me for this other punk motherfucker who always trying to go home early, always getting high on the job, all that, man, I'm out of this bitch. Get it? Because I work too hard. I work too hard
for
to
real.
That way. Get it?
Yeah, they don't appreciate
don't
our help, man.
Yeah, no, don't get me twisted. Yeah. Sometimes I'd be like, man, I should have just sucked it up. But sometimes a man has to show his pride. Sometimes he has to show his pride.
Yeah, because boss men got to realize you got to appreciate every goddamn body that you hired on to work for you, bro, because every damn body plays a key role in your goddamn company, dog, because if that motherfucker was not there, you would have to do that damn job. So these boss men don't have no appreciation for the motherfuckers that they hire, especially with people like me and you that do the outside work and all shit like that. Damn, they don't give a goddamn about us, bro. Like, they treat us like straight-up slaves, like real talk. Like, they don't give us water. Like, I remember I was out there, we was nailing up a goddamn fence, and I think that shit was about there. We had to put up a fence, bro. I had to dig posts and all that shit and put up fence. It was, like, 3 miles long. Well, I was out there for, like, a goddamn week getting that shit put up, dog. And then every damn day, it'd be middle of the damn day. Ain't no shade out there, bitch. I'm about to die. Felt like my heart was finna drop down, and my goddamn boss man gonna come out there and hand me some room temperature-ass water in a bottle. I was like, you motherfucker, that damn water feel hot. You gonna bring me some goddamn hot air water? Ah, boy, I damn near walked off right there, bro. I was like, there ain't no way. No fucking way, man. And he gives me one damn bottle of water a goddamn day. That's it. That motherfucker won't bring me shit up.
See? That's laws. You need to call OSHA. Tell him to pop up on the job site one time. He's supposed to have water out there for you all day long. If you're in the sun, you're outside in the heat, exposed to the elements, He's supposed to provide the things
not
that
in
you
the country,
need so you don't pass out.
He not said, out not in the country, though.
He said, you
drink quick.
I'm just too comfortable up here up north, ain't I? I'm just too
No, they'd be like, drink your sweat. It's good for you.
He said, drink your sweat. Now, the only thing, now, hot water wouldn't have been good. I mean, he probably could have got a little chill to it. But when you're super hot outside.
We was at his house, man. He had ice enough. We was at his fucking house. He got a big-ass goddamn house off of his big-ass land. He had an ice machine in that bitch. He could have brought me some cup of goddamn ice fucking water, but he did not. He brought
right.
me a hot-air bottle of water.
Now, hot water is not cool, but regular temperature water, when it's super hot outside, I know it sounds bad, bro, but it's really better for you because technically sometimes if you take too cold of water, seriously, it can cause your body to go into a shock.
Did you right?
You drink
right,
too cold
right,
of water too
right.
fast. You did? And
but
even
see,
if you don't go into
know.
Shock. Yeah. but that's what I said. You could have put a couple cubes in there to chill it up just a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But your belly has to warm the water up to reabsorb it back into your body anyway. You did? It's got to bring
yeah.
it back to 80 degrees anyway for it to absorb. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it might have been a good thing, but he could have gave you a couple cubes, though. At least gave you two glasses. One cold,
yeah.
one warm.
Real bro.
Something. Yeah.
Okay, now can I tell you guys what's on my mind?
What's happening?
Oh, damn. You know what that means? She just said, shut the fuck up. Okay.
Yeah,
what's
she
on your mind, Callie?
My thing is, what pisses me off is if you have Miss Callie Girl's number, do not, I repeat, do not give my fucking number to somebody else without asking me first.
Ooh.
Especially to
taken.
No damn fucking advertisement shit.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah,
yeah,
I see
I
you on that one.
Yeah, I got a phone call talking about, oh, so-and-so. I don't know that person. And then, oh, he works there. So now I know who you're talking about. And, oh, you get a free all-expense pay to either Hawaii or Mexico or Vegas. I'm like, I'm not interested in it. Thank you very much. Well, can you refer me to somebody else? No. And trust
See,
me,
Callie
when I'm done
girl.
With this line, I'm going to hit him up and I'm going to cuss his ass out with his no wannabe
no.
rapping career can't fucking rap.
Stop. Don't do people like that. Don't do people like that. Don't chill another man's drink.
Ew.
She just fucked him up. She said, fuck
Damn.
You, hook left, right. yeah. You're right, Callie. You're right. People out there, you can't just be giving out other people's number. Now, especially to some telemarketing type bullshit, but this is how you fix that shit, Callie, because you know this is urban therapy. You know, I got to
mm-hmm.
solve your problem. The next
yes,
time somebody call you on that bullshit, you ask, who sent you? We gonna say they said Whoop-de-Whoop sent me. I can't stand Whoop-de-Whoop's ass anyway. Now what the fuck do you want? Get it? And when they get to talk and go, bitch, please, I don't even believe you because you know such and such. You know Whoop-de-Whoop. You on bullshit, ain't you? You and Whoop-de-Whoop. Them motherfuckers get frustrated and hang up on you. That's how I do it. Let a telemarketer call me, boy. They'll quit their job.
Or you can take
yeah.
my approach. You can take my damn approach and send
approach?
Everybody that got down, anybody that damn calls you that you ain't got their damn number saved, send them the voicemail heavy. And if it's that damn important, they'll even miss it. Then you got the damn choice
right.
to contact them or not. When your phone start goddamn ringing and you don't got that damn number saved, the contact name don't pop up, just click that little volume button, that damn volume button, one damn time, that bitch will go on silent. You don't even hear that motherfucker ringing, let that bitch go to voicemail heavy, man. Send them on to the graveyard.
Right.
That just pissed me off. You don't have to spend no money. No, I don't give a fuck. Shit. If you want to send me on a trip, send me to Minnesota. Shit.
Look at her.
Other state that I know somebody.
Hello, huh?
You trying to throw
don't you in Chicago? You get your Kool-Aid and your
yeah.
girl Kool-Aid in Chicago.
Yeah, just don't bring your ass down here. You're going to catch a tan around here. I see you there. Yeah, don't bring your ass down here to the damn country because, goddamn it, you're going to catch a tan around this bitch. Your head really going to be on fire then. I'm talking about
And what country are you in? What state are you in anyway?
I'm in Georgia, South Georgia.
Oh, God.
What the fuck country?
Let me find out. When I say the country, I mean the backwoods, not no damn continent. Country,
okay.
Motherfuckers. I'm like, the backwoods.
She probably thought you, is there a country called Georgia?
I know where Georgia is.
Let me find out.
But I never knew where it was from.
I know, maybe that's Jordan.
You don't
know.
So,
anyway.
Send me somewhere I want to go.
Okay. So, all right, we got another caller. I think I know who it is, and I was just about to ask you some more stuff about this stuff, but let's see who this is first.
Okay.
843-269-MONSTERS-RADIO. Hello.
Yo, what's happening, homie?
What's good, bro?
Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. You can't hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Y'all already know who this is. It's Tony King, a.k.a. International Rock World.
That wasn't enough motherfucking sugar. Or enough.
Tally,
put enough sugar
in. Tally, that's why you're single now. He just got in the door and you nagging. God damn. He didn't even say hello to
everybody. I'm for real.
Talk to that
shit, Mom. Yo, let him know the OG shit. God damn, lady.
Stand down, my boy.
Oh, my God, Mr. International rock star, Tony King. What's going on, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm chilling. I've been pumping iron all day.
Oh, man.
Okay. Releasing some energy.
Yeah, I ain't been out the house all day, man. I took a trip with my brother, We rode around and I came the fuck right back in the house and got right back on the weight bench.
Yeah, I told these monster earlier I wanted to talk to you, bro. I wanted to tell you this, dog. He be fucking with you, bro. You need to you need to move careful, bro. They fucking with you, dog. They fucking with you. You gotta move careful. They out for you,
man.
I don't know why, but they out for you.
Hey man, I'm standing outside, dog. I ain't, But shit, it's crazy, but it's all good. Damn, I hope them dudes is ready for next week, though.
So go ahead, bro. Tell us a little bit. Talk about the event last night, and some of the things that, went down, some of the highlights and shit. Go ahead, talk about them.
Yeah. Most deaf, well, first and foremost, for anybody, that did call the show to show some love, I appreciate it on behalf of High Standards and Blog Talk Network, But what happened was we was having system failures when the show started, so we couldn't really, get it popping right away. And then what happened was, of course, you stepped in and helped out a lot, So we ended up getting started, half hour to an hour late, but the show must go on, So when it came down to it, the two main events that were supposed to go down had performances. So we had to cancel that, and it was a last-minute thing. And seeing that I was number one contender, I was like, fuck it, the show must go on. I will step up, and I'll put my title on the line because, let me cash it in. It's easy to take. Mm-hmm. And for anybody who witnessed the shit, the lyrical wordplay, I won that shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, but that's just my opinion. And I understand why I lost. The first round, I stumbled. And then, of course, I had to, hands in the air, scream up, don't shoot. But it is what it is. But I can almost guarantee you that next week ain't no fucking police going to be in my house. So it's going down.
Right.
All the way.
Yeah, bro, you definitely had it. You did. But like you said, the first one you stumbled a little bit. And then the police didn't help you none. And then, just the fact that, like I said, he just got in more bars because he could go to the buzzer. You know what I mean? So he just got in more bars. Now, like I said, if we had went to the police, came and got you, it was done deal. You had it was done deal. But the police threw you off. You had to come back. You know what I mean? You were still in your thing, so you didn't. We'll just say if the buzzer was 3 minutes, you went to two. But he went to three, and he just squeezed in just one or two more than you. That's about it.
I understand.
It was a nice battle.
I went back and listened to it this morning, to get my own feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, what I got out of it, Yeah, he. No disrespect to him, because I heard his personal music, you know, but on the freestyle level, like mm-hmm. I said, I've been doing this shit since I've been 12. On the freestyle mm-hmm. level, and I hope he hear me for next week and the week after, he need to work on them words, because the shit that I plan mm-hmm. on dropping next week, it ain't no comeback from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The okay. title should be mine. If not, so all that means is wait for game five to come. You know what I'm saying? It's the motherfucking playoffs now.
Right, you know right, right. Yeah.
Now, I ain't saying
people sometimes. Sorry, go ahead.
Huh? I'm not saying I'm Jordan, but last time I checked on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, my man Michael Johnson, he do got a ring too, so. I mean, Magic got a ring too, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how I look at it. Isaiah
so he's saying
Thomas
he's bringing
one.
The championship. I see
it. I mean, Jordan got six rings. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm wearing mm-hmm. six rings on my foot, and they mm-hmm. Jordan. So
yeah.
If Jordan can lose, so the fuck can Malcolm. That's how I look at that shit.
Hey,
United,
it goes like
the
this,
greatest,
bro.
Dog. Yeah.
I think sometimes. And y'all can tell me what y'all think about it. And this goes not only just for rap battles. This goes even just regular fighting in the street, boxing, kickboxing, whatever. You'll never become the greatest fighter that you'll ever become until you take at least one loss.
Straight
Why?
Up. Real talk.
Why? Because you will go back and find that more the a bigger beast in you that you knew you had. Because now you're fighting for it. When in the beginning, if you win all the time, you lose that you know what I mean, that hunger. You hear the big time rappers, they don't sound like they did a long time ago. Hell no.
Yeah.
They ain't hungry no
yeah.
more. These motherfuckers is eating $300-$400 meals. They getting $10,000 hookers. What the fuck you mad about, nigga? I mean, player, they gonna owe more money. I'm gonna stop saying that word. I swear I'm gonna stop saying that word.
100
Yeah, so you know what I mean? Sometimes that's what it, just like if he ain't listening now, I'm pretty sure by some of your bars and how you saying you gonna come back, you live up to that, he gonna be in for a hell of a shocker if he ain't listening. I already
well,
know it.
Well, I'll put it like this, Monster, you calling in next week?
I'm a judge next week.
Well, I like for you to personally, anybody who you want, I got my VIP. I need for you to call your VIP and tell them to
mm-hmm.
be there too. Because if you go on 4poundrecords.com, there's an artist. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you're familiar with him, but he goes by the name of Mello Kane. That's
okay.
my brother. He's from California. Mm-hmm. You can look him up. Mello Kane, MELOKAN.com, 4poundrecords. Look him up. That's who I'm planning
okay.
on my guest host to be or whatever, my VIP. So it's going to be a crowd filler. This is the new invention of Thrill in Manila next week.
but what did you think about – sorry, go ahead.
No, I wasn't about to say that. I was about to say, you know, my bad. You know, I done dapped up my homie. Let me slide the baby girl real quick. Sorry about that Kool-Aid. Baby girl, I'll try harder next time, but I was on vodka last night, so screw that sugar. Ain't no sweet over here. Thank you.
Yeah, see, Kelly girl got you fucked up with all that motherfucking sugar. She going to have your I don't know how much sugar she trying to put in her tank.
She's like, that's not enough sugar. She's going to put a bottle of sugar in the
something.
Kool-Aid.
You
like you from the all that
you
goddamn
supposed
sugar.
To put more liquor. I know.
She
you
like
supposed to more liquor, not more sugar.
Yeah. Shit, man.
I want
if
both, but I like it sweet.
Hey, I'll put it like this. Y'all saw that picture I had? See, that's what I was trying to tell her. I kept it PG-13 because as soon as that camera went off, that picture got filled up with liquor and sugar.
he did put that on there.
And by the time the police had left, that picture was gone. That shit ain't make it to the day.
Boy, damn, boy.
Oh yeah, it was,
that's
it,
why they
it
showed
was
up.
Cool.
Y'all ass was out there on that Cali Kool-Aid. Rapping. My fucking neighbor said, "Is he out there on that Cali Kool-Aid?" It looked like a Cali Kool-Aid glass. Me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we and my damn partners though.
me and my partners used to down. We used to put gin and orange Kool-Aid. Dog, that shit used to be off the chain, dog. Lord, man.
Now, it came down to it, though. One of the neighbors thought a fight was going on down the street. That's how the police ended up coming. They called him.
Punk ass.
Yeah. My brother told me to stay my black ass in the house, so.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I let him. I've been playing that link. I played that link at least 5-6 times a day. That shit, it hurt, dog. It hurt.
Because you knew you had it.
Victory was right there in my hands, like I'm the champ. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck? It's like watching Stone Cold. It's like watching Stone Cold versus The Rock. And the referee getting knocked out soon as them, one of them get pinned. And you like, what the fuck, ref, get up. And soon as he get up, like, some shit done jumped off. And now the other man done lost. So I'm like, damn. Oh, well, The Rock, next week you can do it again. But this ain't The Rock, though. This is Tony King, a.k.a. The Rock Boy. You feel me? I hope he's listening. Because it's going down. Matter of fact, before your show goes off, I need you to do me a favor. Give me 2 minutes. Just give me 2 minutes. Whatever your beat is. And I don't give a fuck if it's a country beat. Just throw a beat on for me. I'll be quiet the whole show if you give me 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, well, we only got five. So we're going to give you your two right now. And then we do our shout out.
Hold on real quick. Let me take this shit off the headphones for this.
Okay. He said a beat. Oh, shit. I hope I got a hot one in here.
Hey, it don't matter. You can throw on the corniest beat right now. And let me show you exactly how I'm feeling. The corniest beat.
Let me see. This one ain't corny, but this one. You might like this one. You might like this one.
You gonna do it? Instantly gone, the substance unknown, like the coke pumping through your vein when it's strong and niggas is gone and it's coming off the dome and I'm sitting at home, I'm waxing my fucking bars off like grabbing that chrome and extra clips and bullets when I'm squeezing bullets, yeah, I'm doing that shit, my nigga, I do it, chopping through it like I had took a detective's flight, pulling out that work, got the band to get that Lexus, yeah, down the freeway, this ain't no freeway, you gotta pay me, even though this freestyle, it ain't no freeway, yeah. Fucking around, E. I love it though.
Right.
I got some shit out.
A time ago, you could hear the beat, but I don't know if you could really hear it.
It's coming through, but I'm not sure if I hear it right. So I might have been rapping on it wrong though. For real, for real. It's all good though.
Sometimes I think there's a little delay. You know what I mean? So sometimes I think there's that little delay. Between us talking and the music. I'm not for sure, but
all right.
That's my Yeah, that's
why
they do the
rap
battles.
Yeah, I said Tony just like to rap. He like to just spit out, you know, he like to spit. That's what he do. You know what I'm talking about? He like to rap all the time, off the head. A motherfucker don't give a damn where he at, but he feel like rapping, he gonna be like, yo, give me 2 minutes real quick, man. And he can put the golf on some shit on off the head. You know what I'm talking about? That motherfucker just like to rap, man. That's what he do.
Well, I'll put it like this. That's y'all remember the cat that was on at the end of the show, Ricardo Benz?
Yeah,
that's kind of how he like. That's my partner. That's my partner for real. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, when the day that Straight Outta Compton came, I actually dropped a freestyle video of me and him kicking a freestyle. Now I never put it on Facebook because I wasn't sure if I should. Because I started spitting, and I felt like for a Freestyle Friday, I'm good. But when it got time for him to spit, I was like, I don't know, dog. You might need to brush up on it. Now, I'm going to leave it up to you, Dirty, and Callie. Should I put it on E-Monster page tonight? And y'all see who Ricardo Benz is.
As far as I, when it comes to me, you a grown-ass man, and you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't know. That's your shit.
Nah, dirty. I need you to judge that one. You know what I'm saying? Like you heard how he sound. Do he sound?
Nah, man. Tony, dog. You know I fuck with you, dog. But I can't. I don't really judge anything, dog. Cause shit, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, man. No disrespect, though, bro. I just don't do that. You know what I'm talking about? But man, Cali girl will do it though. She up for it.
Nah. I mean, you don't sound like an asshole. I'm just saying. What about you, Monster? You think I should drop it on your page so you can preview who Ricardo Banz is?
Fuck it, let's do it. Where now?
I'm about to do it right now.
Fuck it, let's do it.
All right, I'm about to do it right now.
Cause,
y'all
hey,
just rapping back and forth? Huh?
You said do what?
Right. I was going to say, sorry. Jay Gurdy was asking, was you guys rapping back and forth?
That's what it is on the video.
I kicked my freestyle. And, you know, it was kind of on some hood shit because we was in the lab. You're going to see a whole bunch of gangster shit in the background. But,
hey, for real.
That's real, though. We was if I told you where we was at, you'd be like, nah, man, ain't no way in hell y'all was in the spot like that. We was in the spot like that. But he got a lab in that bit, so we was in the lab. And I was like, fuck it. Straight out of Compton coming on, I got to, you know, I'm dressed like a West Coast nigga, you know what I'm saying? So the way I see it, I'm like, all right, check this out, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a drop. So what happened was he grabbed the camera first, which is my phone. He grabbed my phone first and let me go. He put a beat on and I start going. Then in the middle of it, you know, I start, you know, showing him how to, you know, play with it like if it was a real video. So he's, you know, zooming in and zooming out, so, you know, swerving as I'm moving. And then when the last swerve that I did, I grabbed the camera and he just showed up in the camera and start rapping too. So you're not going to see the switch, but you will see the swerve and then you're going to be like, oh, shit, the face switch. You know what I'm saying?
Those words.
I'm about to put it on my page right now and tag y'all in it.
I was about to say, yeah, man, that judging thing, woo, that is hard.
Dungeon fam.
I said the judging.
Oh, I thought you said the Dungeon Family. I'm about to say, boy, what you know about the Dungeon Family?
Oh, I know about the Dungeon Family. Yeah, they came off of, maybe that was Goody Mob. That came off of Outkast and all that. Yeah,
Goody Mob came off
Big
the
boy.
Outkast thing. Dungeon Family, I think, was before Outkast and all that. They was like one of the first one groups that came out and popped like that.
Okay. I know who they is. I just can't think of none of their songs. But yeah, but like I said, the judging is not easy, bro. It's not easy. That's why I had to take, and I will be one of the judges next week, so make sure y'all tune in. I'm going to have Tony give y'all the information here in just a second because we do got to wrap up the show. But I do an actual bullet system. Just so it gets down because, you know, you heard Juice. Yesterday, Tony, he got to, and some of them battles, like, even like in y'all's battle, it was like, that's why y'all went that extra route. Y'all had to go overtime to decide.
Oh, no, I was actually, because of the simple fact that I lost a family man for doing the same silly shit, I was actually looking up at the sky, jumping up and down, praying that y'all give me a round four to get him. As soon as you said, as soon as I heard the first person say overtime grind, I said, yes, bitch, you dead. Real rap. As soon as I heard, I think they should go, oh, I was like, yes. Like, y'all couldn't even hear it. I had the phone muted. Then when I came back from mute, I was like, yeah, overtime grind. You know, I had to smooth it out. I was hyper as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm about to get you.
Right. You can tell.
That's how I lost to the family.
That's the only thing I would say. It's like football, bro. It's a controlled rage. You was excited last night. I'm telling you, you was feeling that shit good. You dig? And that's why you stumbled. You were so into it.
That's what happened with the family man. What's up? They was like, yo, Tony. I was like, what's up? They was like, get him. I was like, go. Boom. You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, one of my fans, after it happened, she hopped on the page, and she was like, yo, what happened? You was running too fast, and your shoes came untied. You shouldn't have started tripping, though. I was like, damn. You know what?
Right.
That loss was a learning lesson. Last night was an insult. I was hurt last night. I was hurt.
I feel you. Well, hey, it ain't going to do nothing to make you come harder next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let them know where you're at, bro.
The station you want to call is 917-889-9112. That's High Standards Radio. Every Wednesday is a fresh rap battle. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be me on there somewhere, regardless if I'm just commentating, judging, or if I'm kicking them bars. But you got to support it. High Standards Radio, also a part of the Blog Talk Network. We family out here.
That's what it do. You dig? So, all right, that's about the end of the show. Anything else anybody want to put out there? Any last bits or anything like that?
The video up.
Fuck bitches, get money. No, I'm just playing.
Well, what song was that? That's Biggie. Fuck bitches, get money. Yeah, I was almost said it. Hey, do I get away with it if it's in the song? No. Anyway, what you got for us, Caligo? Tell people your Twitter, Instagram.
Ouch. From this damn floor, it's hard as hell. You can follow me on Instagram at ms.caligirl456. And good night, E Monster King. Jay Dirty, see y'all tomorrow. Don't drink and drive because we need you back tomorrow.
This
and
little motherfucker stole my line. You don't work.
Damn
here.
Right.
Get your ass out of here. What you got for Tony King, Mr. International Rockstar?
The video up. I put it like this. This I'm getting stingier by the damn week. If you ain't on the radio show, fuck you. So for everybody that's listening right now, shout out to you, Jay Dirty, my dude, you know what I'm saying? Monster, you the homie, Cali Girl, Biscuit, everybody else.
Oh,
what the hell? Oh, wow. Hey, Team Gang, I don't know if it's real or not. I'm for sure enough to investigate this shit. Somebody's trying to invest money in Monsters Radio to make it bigger.
Shit, I'm going to be Monsters Radio.
CEO. Okay, we're going to see. We're going to see what they're talking about. It better be good, damn it. I ain't accepting anything, and I'm not giving up on my company. I'm just saying. We're going to make a do what we do, though. So, look, somebody's beating Cali Girl up. You better get that weed man his money. Let's go ahead and take this. I don't even call them shout-outs. I call them Jay Dirty moments.
Yeah, what does Jay Dirty got?
I got you too, man. Okay. Fuck my Facebook, fuck my Twitter, fuck my Instagram, fuck Google, fuck the internet, dog. If you were to find me, you could find me probably at the damn McDonald's drive-thru hitting the dot in you up, or you could follow me at www.fuckallyall.com. And, yeah, keep your girl from around me. I might not like her, but I will fuck her if she come around acting crazy. I'm just saying, yeah, I got a motel room lined up at all times. Don't text her asking where she at. I was just playing, though. Fuck everybody, though, for real. I'm just, you know. But, hey, shout out to everybody on this show, though, because y'all be putting up with me. But fuck everybody else. With a sick dick.
And there it is. There's your Jay Dirty moment. If you don't like it, dust yourself off and kick rocks with a stubbed toe. There it is. So, all right, y'all know how I do. I send shout out to everybody out there that's listening right now, all the people that participated in the show. I ain't got to name you one by one. You know who you motherfuckers is. There's only two of y'all left anyway. Jay Dirty and Tony King. Cali Girl, I jumped off already. Her weed man must really want his money. No, I said Cali Girl got off. Her weed man must have really want his money. It is what it is. So you know how I usually do. I tell y'all what to do, the complaints and everything. Did y'all know there's a place you can call, you can contact and complain? It's www.thesemuds.com. But apparently, I can't use that shit because this motherfucker's running for president. Y'all see that shit? These nuts is on the motherfucking ballot.
Yeah, I'm voting for
you. Know they don't take politics serious no goddamn more. They got some shit like that going on, boy. You know they don't give a fuck about this goddamn country no more. It's going to hell.
Right. And look, here's something to think about between today and tomorrow. It's going to fuck you up. Some of y'all going to figure it out in like 2 minutes. Do you think the motherfucking news really knew what the hell was going on in the beginning when they said, oh, yes, these nuts, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. How long did it take before these motherfuckers figured it out?
Paid absolutely attention. You ever seen this, bro?
Because at first they were saying Dez, like he was Mexican, D-E-Z, Dez.
Hey, Dirty, you ever seen Snow on the Bluff, though?
Huh?
You ever seen Snow on the Bluff?
Snow on the Bluff?
Snow on the Bluff, the movie.
Nah, I don't watch too many TV stuff, like movies or nothing like that.
It's on Netflix. I thought that might be something you might watch. You from down there where it happened at.
Nah, I ain't never heard of that.
It's all good.
Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. Y'all go ahead and have a good night. Make it do what it do. You know Cali Girl stole my damn line. I'm going to say it anyway. You know how I do. If you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. But I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. You did? So that's what it
yeah,
do. Hey, you know what? Something else I just realized. I ain't heard it in a long time. You heard when Tony King said, hey, Dirty? I was like, huh? That used to be my nickname. For real.
Yeah, Dirty. Oh, shit.
Yeah. For real.
Oh, really, man.
So that's what it do. All right, y'all. We up out of here. Peace.
All right.